Hi, you're listening to your daily Afro-Caribbean news on CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, the traditional lands of the Songhees, Esquimalt and Wusanich people. I am your host, Yeti.
Every year on October 1st, Nigerians all over the world celebrate the country's independence from British colonial rule. In this light, Nigerians in British Columbia, under the aegis of Nigeria-Canada Association of BC, NCABC, currently led by Mr. Soye Brown, celebrate the country's Independence Day with fanfare across major cities in Canada. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the 2020 celebration was marked virtually on Zoom and Facebook. CFUV 101.9 spoke to NCABC PRO, Mr. Mike Iwerima. He said the celebration, though low-key, was to reflect on the quality of life and how well the immigrant community had blended with its hosts. During the event, he streamed goodwill messages across the world, messages from Nigerians and friends of Nigeria, showing Nigerian businesses in BC, the nation's history, and cultural displays, among other features. The chairman of the local organizing committee of the event, Mr. Solomon Iwegin, told CFUV 101.9 FM that Nigerians are peaceful, loving. Here is Solomon.
Hello, I am Solomon Iwegin, the chairman organizing committee of this year's Nigeria Independence Celebration in the community of BC here in Canada. Now, the theme for this year's event is Together. And this highlights the strength that lies in unity and diversity. Nigerians are peaceful, fun-loving, smart and hardworking people who contribute immensely to their host communities. At the event, we will seek to promote local businesses and salute Nigerians who have contributed and are still contributing positively to Canada's growth, as well as global development. Now, just to mention a few among the pack, we have number one, Baralade Daniel Igali, who is a freestyle wrestler, or who was a freestyle wrestler, Olympic and Commonwealth Games gold medalist for Canada. In 2007, he was inducted into Canada's Sports Hall of Fame and later the Canadian Olympic Hall of Fame in 2012. We also have Dr. Eva Idamekai, MD, Chief Medical Director and founder of Canadian Medical Center here in Surrey, BC. He's also an examiner with Medical Council of Canada and Family Medicine with the University of British Columbia, UBC. Also worthy of mention is Gloria Onyozirimila, an author and professor in French, Hispanic and Italian studies at UBC since 1994, and she's the only blind faculty member at UBC. Professor Ire Iyuha is another one, an author, multiple award winner, and currently an assistant professor at the University of Victoria here in BC. Amongst other awards, she received the 2018 Stars of Alberta Award from the Lieutenant Governor of Alberta and the Ministry of Culture and Tourism for her exemplary leadership in service and improving the overall quality of life of Albertans and the community. We have Professor Godwin Eni, retired, the first Director of Rehabilitation Services at the University Teaching Hospital in Vancouver, Canada, where he managed and integrated three autonomous units. He is also listed in Who is Who in Black Canada. The list is endless, but it shows much promise for us even in the midst of challenges as a country. We wish all Nigerians here in BC and all over the world a happy celebration and the best years ahead. Thank you.
You have been listening to Afro-Caribbean News with Yeti on CFUV 101.9 FM. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of the Local Journalism Initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.